insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 61st verse of the chapter. Now let's listen to this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا على أنفسكم أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
There is not upon the blind any guilt, nor upon the lame any guilt, nor upon the ill any guilt, nor upon yourselves if you eat from your own houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from houses whose keys you possess, or from the house of your friend. There is no blame upon you whether you eat together or separately. But when you enter houses, give greetings of peace upon each other, a greeting from Allah, blessed and good. Thus does Allah make clear to you the verses of ordinance, that you may understand.
So, we said that the previous verses talked about taking permission at certain times, or when entering special places of parents. Now, this verse, the concerned verse, is in fact an exception from this ordinance. And the verse indicates that a group can enter their relatives' homes and the like, some of the people, on some conditions they can go there and use their food, even eat food, without having their permission. So The Quran adds, after the previously discussed issues, that there is not any blame on yourselves if you eat from these houses without permission. So the verse continues, أَن تَأْكُلُوا مِن بُيُوتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ آبَائِكُمْ, from your houses, to eat without permission, it is lawful for you. The objective is the children and wives, which have been rendered into your houses. And the verse after that also continues, the houses of your fathers, أو بيوت آبائكم, أو بيوت أمهاتكم, or the houses of your mothers, أو بيوت إخوانكم, or the houses of your brothers, أو بيوت أخواتكم, or the houses of your sisters, أو بيوت أعمامكم, or the houses of your father's brothers, أو بيوت عماتكم, or the houses of your father's sisters, أو بيوت أخوالكم, أو بيوت خالاتكم, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, أو ما ملكتم مفاتيحه أو صديقكم, or from that whereof you hold the keys, or from the houses of your friend. ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا. No sin shall be for you whether you eat together or apart. It seems that at the advent of Islam, some Muslims avoided eating food lonely, and if they could not find anyone as company for eating food, they would remain hungry for a time. Then the Quran taught them that eating lonely or with others is lawful, and there is no difference between the two. However, eating with the others is better, but it is also lawful to eat alone. Some commentators have also said that some Arabs believed that, as a respect, the food of their guest must be served separately, and they ought not to be with him during eating food, lest the guest might become shy or feel uneasy. And this verse removed these considerations. This verse taught them that this was not an admirable custom.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Another group of commentators, dear listeners, regarding the verse, have said that some people at the beginning of Islam believed that the poor must not eat with the rich, and class division must be observed even at the time of eating food. And the Holy Quran explicitly rejected this wrong and unjust custom with this sentence. There is no problem if this verse refers to all these mentioned commentaries. Then the verse refers to another ethical matter, and it says,
But when you enter houses, salute one another with a greeting from Allah, blessed and good. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ So, that which houses are the purpose of the Quranic word buyut, some say that it refers to 11 houses that are mentioned in above. Some others, however, say that this buyut is referring specially to mosques. But as it seems clear, the verse is unconditional. It embraces all houses, and including those 11 ones that were mentioned above, or even other houses, such as friends' houses, relatives' houses, and so on, because there is no reason for limiting the vast concept of this verse.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.